Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Goodman scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hatton moves to third. There goes Aganis trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1. And the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brewer moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brewer scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Bob Keegan. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Groth moves to third. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler juggles the ball. That's an error on Lawler. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brewer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Carl Olsen pinch runs for Sam Mealy. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Olsen now playing left field. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed McGee pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee now playing center field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klaus hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.